expanded quite a bit.
Yeah,
so
there he is. Let's bring on Coach Diaco. He's back.
Yeah, Coach Diaco from Notre Dame, last year's winner, is gracious enough to join us again this year and to show these five finalists the way to at least get up and make their speeches and not embarrass themselves. Right, Coach?
Oh, they definitely won't do that. This is a great, great group of guys, five real special guys representing, you know, thousands and thousands of coaches, you know. Just in 1A football alone, you're talking about over 1,000 assistants, you know. So
no pressure on you this year. You get to relax and enjoy it.
Exactly. It's been an awesome 24 hours. The group puts on such a first-class production. It's really a fun thing to be a part of and an honor to be a part of.
And, of course, Coach Narduzzi is here. You guys faced off this year in an old-school Rock'em Sock'em classic.
Yeah. Listen, when Notre Dame and Michigan State get a chance to meet, you know it's going to be a heavyweight fight. You know, two guys step to the center of the ring and just start throwing haymakers at each other.
Yeah, well, it's pretty typical, and it's fun to watch. And, of course, you guys still play that schedule now. I'm assuming that's going to be tweaked now that you're going forward. You guys won't be able to play the Michigan State, some of the other Big Ten schools that have been traditionally part of your schedule?
Yes, that we are going to – Notre Dame is an independent football team. Our other sports join the ACC.
Right.
But in doing that, I believe, at least it's out there, I don't feel like I'm compromising anything, and I surely wasn't at the table. This is Mr. Swarbrick and the boss man, Coach Kelly.
Gotcha.
So, but I want to say they added a few more ACC teams, yeah. And I think there's going to be, you know, five or six on the schedule, and that'll alter some stuff. But and I don't have a crystal ball, but Notre Dame is always going to be and have the one of the top challenging schedules in the country, which is a great thing. Again, I would imagine when the preseason polls come out for 2014, again, we'll probably have a top five challenging schedule.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that, and that's one of the things that always goes in line with Notre Dame football. Last year was such a magical run, and this year a few close losses in the mix, but you know, just talking about your overall season and now you guys are, of course, preparing for a bowl game again.
Yeah, definitely. And we make no excuses. Coach Kelly is, you know, one of our core foundation concepts is next man in. You know, you sit here and talk about things. They're all plausible reasons. When you say them out loud, they sound like excuses. So we don't roll that way. But the fact of the matter is, defensively, we had 12 players after our summer camp. We had 12 players that were extracted from our 22 two-deep players that were either out for all or most of the season. So the guys battled, the coaches battled, everybody rallied, circled the wagons, every other little coach speak adage you can apply to it. So we're proud of the season that we had and put together. All the games are close. They're all a fight, every one of them, and we had some spectacular wins and we had some tough losses. So we're very excited to be going to New York City. There's nothing quite like Manhattan in Christmas. So Radio City Music Hall, Rockefeller Center, mm-hmm. The Tree, Broadway, you know, so the team is jacked, the university's excited and should be.
Yeah, it's a unique environment without a doubt. My alma mater played up there a couple of years ago, and it's a great situation, great game obviously, and a great challenge with Rutgers, and Arkansas fans know all too well about Rutgers. Arkansas lost a heartbreaker up there this year, and Jeff, I don't know how closely you've looked through Coach Diaco and Notre Dame's schedule this year, but I will guess that there are no teams in America that had to play more BCS-bound teams than Notre Dame did. They played three teams, Michigan State, Stanford, and one more. I'm trying to think who the other one was here. I was looking through this. Oh, Oklahoma.
Right,
so three teams headed to BCS games this year.
Yeah, and when you factor in, you know, Stanford and Arizona State we played. They played in the championship game. Dang. Michigan State played in the championship game. It's just it's a great, fun schedule to be a part of. Next year will be another fun schedule to be a part of. You know, it's just the way that it is, and we're excited to be playing Rutgers. You mentioned Arkansas, and just to plug my pal, Coach Bielema and I played college football together, so I know I'm in Razorback territory down here, and I root for Arkansas, and he's going to do a fantastic job here.
Well, Coach, let's get a home and home with Notre Dame, Arkansas. Let's again, try to make that happen. So,
again,
you know.
Outside my pay grade, if you guys can get a meeting with Father John and Jack and the boss man, you guys are all set.
I'd like to get you an SEC job as a head coach down the road. Then we have three Iowa Hawkeyes coaching in the SEC. How weird would that be?
Yeah.
So you played two of the teams facing off in a BCS game this year, Michigan State and Stanford. So from a defensive coordinator's standpoint, which team would you give an edge to? And certainly Michigan State's offense has improved significantly since you guys saw them earlier in the season.
You know what's awesome about that question? Because I never get a chance to do it, and neither do the other defensive coordinators in the country, and that's punt, right? So I'm going to punt.
Okay, there you go. But certainly a couple great teams.
And
old school, again, we were talking about the Rock'em Sock'em football. I mean, that is just two classic, traditional, great football teams. Run the ball so well, good quarterback play, great defense. Just really fun football to watch.
They definitely run their programs the way teams should be run.
So what's your travel schedule and all that as far as going to New York and getting ready for the – what's the date on that game?
You know what? It's nonstop action right now for all assistants in the country. Fortunately, really, the NCAA did a beautiful job reshaping the calendar a little bit to make it more functional, not only for coaches and assistant coaches, but also for the prospects that are out there in the country where you know, they tried to decompress a little bit and really give us a holiday. So we got another week on the road, grind, state to state, city to city. And then we're practicing on the weekends like most teams, finals for the university players at most institutions. So those guys are going through that, and they need to stay focused on that, you know. So not a whole lot of opponent information that we try to bombard them with when they're trying to get ready for math class and history and English.
Yeah.
So when that's done, we'll get to who, what, and where. I want to say that we're going to travel probably a little bit before Christmas and be out there for Christmas and take in a beautiful mass at the cathedral, and it's just going to be a great, great trip.
That's fun, yeah. Have you watched much tape on Rutgers at all?
I've watched them play, actually. However it's worked out, I've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even throughout the season, I've had an opportunity, whether they were a night game here and we were during the day, or, you know, and being that I'm from the state of, New Jersey in that northeast corridor, anytime I can get a chance to tune into those teams out there, I always watch them. So,
yeah. This is the last year of the BCS. I think most people would agree, you know, whether you like it or don't, and I was certainly not a huge fan of it. They've done a good job of getting, you know, some good matchups together. Certainly last year it was a clear-cut matchup. I think this year, same situation. But it is the end of the era. And for Notre Dame, again, being an independent, playing, you know, again, half of your schedule will be ACC tied. How do you guys feel, or have you talked at all about how that might impact, you know, Notre Dame's chances going forward? It's a little unique because you don't get a chance to play and get that final boost in some cases. Sometimes it gets you a knockout like Oklahoma State, but that final boost in a championship game.
Yeah, no, I think when you put together the kind of schedule that Notre Dame does year in and year out, and next year will be no different. That if you can navigate that schedule, you know, you're going to be in the game. I mean, it's just how could you not?
Right.
Like you said, you know, we're going to play teams that are going to win their, you know, major conference championships. And if you beat those teams, then, you know, people take notice. So, I think that the people at the table, and I'm not one of those people. So the people at the table across the board, recruiting, lifestyle, game safety, the rankings, the playoffs, the bowl games, and how it's all situated, they're really getting it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems great. The game is getting safer. Recruiting is being reclaimed. The matchups this year look great. Next year, they're going to look even better, and the year after that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just the guys at the top sitting at that table, and gals, whoever's at that table,
right,
making these decisions, are just really doing a great job for the prospects that serve the game, the players that serve the game, the coaches that serve the game, and the institutions and fan base that support it all the way around.
I want you to, before we let go, compare and contrast from your days as a player to where we are today. And I'm just thinking about the last 5 or 10 years in radio and working the last 15 years in media, how much different it is as far as the way we cover college football and live it day in and day out. And, I mean, it's always sort of been for coaches, I know, transitioning right into recruiting and then spring football and then obviously trying to get summer workouts. It's always been a year-round deal for coaches. But it seems to me that the American psyche is focused squarely on college football 24/7, 365, more than ever before. And like you're talking about, it's awesome to be associated with it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, as it relates to the schemes and systems, it's all cyclical. It just keeps coming back around. You know, the offense that I was a part of as a player, you know, defending, is now the unique offense that they're going back to, and this is, and they'll rename it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I played in a 50, you know, which now is a 3-4. It's the same defense. It just has a different name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that stuff is rolling back around. What's very different right now is that college athletes across the board, all sports, that age cohort between, and really high school, that age cohort between 16 and 22 is always on the clock. And that would be something that if I could change or decompress a little bit,
mm-hmm.
These young men and women need a little bit more of a chance to grow up and do things great and make mistakes and not have it be so obtuse and so, you know, reality TV for everyone to consume.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if you're saying what's different from when I was a player to now, that would be a sharp contrast.
Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
At the bowl game, and good seeing you again.
And it's an honor to be here, and the people of Little Rock and the Rotary, the people of Little Rock and the Rotary and Club 99 and Coach Broyles have just made us all feel so welcome. It's been great.
Good. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Okay. Take the time out. That is Bob Diaco, the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame. If you want to play on Rutgers on December 28th, if you want to tune in and watch the 2012 Broyles Award winner back in action on the sideline again, Yankee Stadium, and for a guy from the northeast part of the United States, that is an unbelievable environment to be able to coach a game, and that'll be a lot of fun for those guys without a doubt. 10:29, take a time out. We'll visit with some of the 2013 candidates as we go on through the show today. We certainly appreciate you tuning in. We are at the Marriott, formerly known as the Peabody. Same great hotel. No ducks. Back in a moment. Justin Akre joined by Chris Kane a little bit later. We get our Bass on for a second if he has any time. RJ Hawk.